Slop City Podcast!
Oh, that's beautiful!
What'd you say, bitch?
Yeah. Sometimes I pull my buns so hard that I'm like, be careful, you're going to rip all your hair out.
Yeah, that's what it feels like right up here.
Or a hole in your roof.
Yeah.
Ow, every time I move my chin, my hair tightens and hurts. Yeah. Are we on the pod?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is...
Hold on, don't move. I got to get a picture. Hey everybody, we are here. Tina has got a crazy hairstyle going on, and it is crazy. Wow, it looks like a tumbleweed.
Did you get a pic?
I'm taking a video.
Oh. Hey everybody, I just got electrocuted.
That's me.
Hey, everybody. 1, 2, 3. Look at this hair, dude. I look like Medusa.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I am Winona Ryder.
I am getting fucked right now.
Oh, my God. I'm getting fucked right now.
I'm getting fucked right now.
Oh, we all know my voice doesn't go that high right now. Oh, my God, I'm getting fucked right now. My bun is so big and horny. Ooh, yeah, a little hornet can fit in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, get that little baby hornet in there. Ooh.
Why are you talking about hornets?
Because look at my bun. It looks like there is a family of
bugs. I have
hornets
in my home right now.
I think that's probably why I said it, but also because I'm so horny.
I look to the floor, and Annie's batting something around, and I look. It's a hornet that's this big with a stinger going.
Stop. Oh, I got scared.
Its stinger is going like this.
Stop.
And Annie's looking up going.
Whoa. What's a hornet look like?
I'm telling you. Look up cicada killer hornet.
Randy, I'm not touching anything.
Wait,
stop.
We
got to
clap.
Okay. One, two, three.
1, 2, 3.
How's the bun still? Are we good? Is it looking good?
Looking wild. Why wouldn't Randy let us get on the computer just then?
Hey, everybody. This is Slop City Late Night Edition, and we both have messy buns.
We have messy buns. My blouse is falling down and exposing my breasts.
Oh, God. Yeah, some 27-year-old. Cuckold is going to want to suck all over those big,
suck on them 27-year-olds.
Big, fat, long tits. Someone today was like, oh, my God, my tits are so saggy. I'm like, you weigh 98 pounds.
You're like, bitch,
even,
look at this.
Even if you had a kid, oh, my tits are perky. You know mine are perky.
They're just like, bang.
Mine are just like, they're you know, oh, yeah, they are. They're perky. Those nipples will stare you right to the right and the left of your face.
They're looking right here. Right?
Yeah,
here.
They're not head on all the way because my tits are a little side set. So it's like.
They're looking right.
They're going like, these are my tits if they were on an airplane tarmac. They're definitely, the guy is putting his elbows straight and the arms go out a little bit. It's not a solid 9. It's not a straight.
It's at like a 87.
Yeah.
Maybe an 80.
Do you remember when we were in the green room in Chicago with the shows with Chelsea? And I had my bra and everything off. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Totally naked. And the sound guy opened the door. Yeah. And my tits are just like. Slopping all around. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh.
And he went like this.
Yeah. And then he told Rafe goes, oh, he's going to tell every single person about that. And
he's gonna be like, they're getting wild.
He did tell everybody because there was a bartender later that night as we were closing out the weekend. And he was like, oh yeah, I heard about that. I was like, he told everybody, didn't he?
I heard about
fucking roasted my ass. I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt from someone. I cannot remember who it is, and I feel like such a fucking asshole. I feel like their name was Melissa.
It's very beautiful.
That's a great tie-dye. And y'all know I love me some tie-dye.
It's got purples and pinks.
I love that there are dark colors in it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I love tie-dye, but I'm not the... We all know I'm not all bright and cheery. Although I might look like I'm like always happy. It's like, you know, I'm a severely depressed human. And, you know, I don't want my tie-dye to be just bright. I want it to reflect what's in me. And that's some dark, dark parts.
But you see the dark? What is the dark surrounded by light?
Surrounded by light.
And I'd like to think that I'm the light. And I'm surrounding you with light.
Sure. I think actually we're both very dark and light, but that's okay. You tell yourself whatever
roasted.
You need to do.
Roasted.
So hold on a second. You got these big ass hornets. Are you sure it was a hornet?
Ma'am, I'm what they call a pharmacologist. That's not a bug person.
You're so annoying.
If you could type in there, cicada killer hornet.
There's no such thing. Cicadas and hornets are not the same.
No, cicada killer. Cicada killer hornet.
Oh, it kills the cicadas.
Yes.
Oh, God, that is
so
sad.
Look at them in that man's hand, how large it is.
You had one of these in there?
No, I have three of them. Two are sitting up in the window, and every time I come near it, it goes, and it sticks its little sticker, makes it go like this.
I have goosebumps right now. I am scared.
They're bigger than they are in that person's hand. They're large. And I'm telling you, Annie was playing with it like it was a little fluff ball.
It wasn't trying to bite her?
Well, there's been
these... Was it injured?
Okay, so I noticed one the other day in there.
In the house?
In the home. Flew up to the window.
While in your hospital bed, where were you?
I was in...
Give me the location.
I was in the litter box room.
I was in the litter box.
I was in the litter box.
I was urinating in the litter box.
And it flies up to the window. So I get a bowl, put it over it, and a thing underneath it, and take it outdoors and set it free. Next day, two more are flying in there, and they're just sitting on the window. And they've been sitting on the window for days.
They haven't moved at all?
They're just sitting up there.
What are they doing?
I
what
think
are
they're
they
trying
scheming?
To get out?
What are they plotting?
They're trying to get out. Well, they haven't had any food or nourishment, so they're losing strength.
Oh, yeah.
And the one was on the floor, and he was just batting it around like it wouldn't kill her if...
But it was alive when she was batting it around. Barely, though. It was probably on its last leg.
And I went to smush it because I was like, I can't take this outside. And it was putting up every effort to sting and just sticking that sticker everywhere.
How'd you grab it?
I put a box on it and then took the box like this and swept it into the other piece, put the box together. It was a vibrator box.
Great.
And placed it in the trash can.
Wow.
I thought it was one of those killer hornets.
Murder hornets. Oh,
and
yeah.
And I got scared and I thought, I'm going to have to report this to the FBI, the CDC, the Drug Administration.
For sure.
The government.
And maybe while you're talking to the FDA, why don't you ask them, oh yeah, you want us to get vaccinated? Well, then why ain't you approving it? Huh?
Yeah. You want us to get it?
You let them know.
You let them know. Look, you know, I know that when we grew up, we were vaccinated against many things, right? And we never got those diseases. But I don't trust this vaccination.
Here's what I got.
It's trying to control our minds.
Here's what I got to say about that vaccine. Until I see an eagle get both doses of Moderna or Pfizer, I ain't freaking doing it.
I get it, brother.
I'm not doing it.
But also, brother, listen to me. Let me talk some sense into you. An American bald eagle doesn't need a vaccination.
Because it's a bald eagle.
You telling me that all I have to do is shave my head and be a bald person and that I don't need the vaccine?
And learn to fly and be the freaking mascot of America?
I think
there's a reason why it's the mascot of America, because it's a bald eagle.
I got one thing and one thing only to say to you, Food and Drug Administration. Buzz off. I want that to become my new insult. Hey, buzz off, man.
Mine is going to be scram.
Scram is all. I love saying scram. I scream it at Simba and Bo. I'll be like, scram. I love screaming scram at Royce when he's trying to get Simba's food.
When Royce is trying to eat someone's shoe and go.
I cannot believe Simba killed the possum. That was a moment of silence for the possum that was murdered in my backyard.
I hope it didn't have babies.
It was a young little guy, but...
How did he get caught by... I don't want to talk about this.
It was sad.
I'm very disturbed by it.
It was sad. Real sad. Listen, y'all, I'm going to need to take a quick poop break right now.
Oh, my Christ.
Could you see it in my eyes?
No.
Oh, boy. I have to, or else I'm going to be scared the rest of the podcast.
Go ahead. Hurry up. It'll take you 3 seconds. Somehow Tina is able to shit, wipe, and clean her hands faster than I urinate. And I don't know if that's because her butthole's open. What do you think, Randy?
It perplexes me how fast she gets in and out. Because, dude, wiping takes a while sometimes.
Right?
And I can only imagine what comes out of there because it reeks for days. It's like when y'all come on Saturday, the smell's usually gone by Tuesday. So I don't know, man. Let's see. We should put a timer on it. I don't know.
Let's. I mean, do you want me to set my thing here?
Your stopwatch?
It already sounded like the fucking thing flushed.
That's what I was just thinking. I don't even have my stopwatch open. There we go.
I opened it. I got all it. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So out there getting a lot of cock, huh?
No.
Aw, I am. It's falling out of my pockets.
I, as much as I want to be a slutty slut, I don't think I have it in me.
Well, obviously you don't have it in you.
Oh, hey-o. Yeah, it's, I think I need a little bit of a connection. Or something. I don't know.
Some people are good at like compartmentalizing that thing, you know? Yeah. I'm one of those people. I'm very good at compartmentalizing that stuff.
Well, it's hard. Like if you're setting up a dick appointment and then you get there. How do you initiate it? That's the weird part. Initiating it is the weird part.
Just get it going, dog. Just whip them shits out and do it.
Get them titties out?
Because Tina says, I do get uncomfortable talking about sex with you because I got my little scissors and it's weird sometimes. But because I'm, no.
Oh.
I don't want to like start saying, yeah, I did this or I've done that. And
why?
Be embarrassed by it.
Don't be embarrassed.
But, yeah, I'm into that kind of thing, personally. I prefer meaningless hookups. No real talking. Let's just...
No talking? Not even sex talk?
Well, yeah, that's fine. But, you know, I don't want to hang out afterwards and stuff. I just want to do the deed and get the fuck out of there. That's why I don't do that stuff, honestly, because when I did, as soon as I came, I was like, my first thought was, how can I get out of here or get you to fuck out of here as fast as possible?
Wow.
And I started feeling bad. So that's like, okay, I can't be doing this. So I
That's ruthless.
Well, it was just, yeah. It just, after a while, just at that point in my life, that's where I had gotten to because I've been single for a long, long time, you know? And yeah.
I don't want a relationship with somebody, but I need some kind of connection because if you're entering me or putting your mouth on my genitals, we need to have some kind of chat. And if you're not a person that I would chat with in normal life or that would make me laugh or laughs at my stuff, I don't know if you deserve to have your mouth on my genital.
I understand that completely. Absolutely, 100%. That's how it kind of should be. I got tainted, you know, at a very young age, you know what I'm saying?
Because somebody touched your taint?
Well, yeah, that was a very, very, very young age. But after that, I grew up in the Motley Crue era. You know, I was 17 playing in a fucking bar band. I was still in high school.
Holy shit. And
things were, you know, you were expected to, you know, drug, sex, rock and roll, you know, and that's back then, you know, those women, they just wanted to get high, have sex and split.
Wow.
And that's where I learned that mindset from these older women when I was like,
wait,
17.
How much older?
Up to mid 30s, I guess.
Damn, they're going to jail.
So, you know, that's what they were like. All right, you know, you fucked me. Great. Get out. Beat it. I got shit to do. And that's where I learned that.
Tina's butthole, it looks like it's burning. Did you rip? Oh,
God. 3 minutes, 51 seconds.
That's the fastest the slowest you've ever shit.
Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
What happened to your beehole? My hand smells like straight up pussy. Jesus.
That my pussy smells like straight up pussy. While I was just taking a dookie, I was honestly like, maybe I should just take a shower really quick. Because it is. I mean, I just reek right now. I worked all day.
Sweating.
Worked all day. My feet stink.
Ew.
I know. It is gross.
Did you rip your butthole? What happened?
Yeah. Oh, God, it hurts.
I learned that Randy used to have sex with older women when he was very young.
Oh, so this is that's why he was like, yeah, fuck him while you can.
And they,
you were, that was kind of like your thing. You were like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so into that, Randy.
No, we were discussing how at a young age, I was in a rock band still in high school and fornicating with women that were much older than
me. Fornicating. He was fornicating with women that were much older. Now,
yes,
did
much
they...
older.
Did they know that you were a lot younger than them?
Not as young as I was. No, no. Some of them, yeah, had no idea I was still in high school. Yeah.
Wow.
High school. Holy.
Yeah.
And some of these women, but because of the statute of limitations, won't go to jail, but probably
correct.
Should go to jail.
I was almost 18.
He's almost 18.
Actually, Missouri is 17, I believe.
Missouri's got a lot going on. I mean, I think all of those numbers are like so arbitrary. I really do. And I'm not saying that to be like, yeah, fuck a 14-year-old. Like, don't do any of that. Even though I was getting fucked when I was that young, which is, I look back on it and I'm like, yikes, was not ready
right.
for any of that. Couldn't process it. Thought I was a big girl. I was like, oh yeah, I'm so grown up. I'm doing cocaine right now. Instead of,
and I was like, I like the New Kids on the Block.
Think I'm going to follow them around. But no, I mean, like, there's like, you know, people were together way back when, like getting married when they were like 16, dude.
That's because people only live till they're 20.
For sure. But it's like, you know, I think of like, there were like girls, I remember they were dating guys that were like way out of high school.
Yeah, that was
weird.
They were
like 16 and like dating a 22-year-old.
Yeah, can you imagine these days seeing that?
Oh, God, I would report them
immediately. Yeah,
wouldn't,
I remember lots of girls in my high school having boyfriends that graduated like 3 to 4 years earlier.
Yeah.
And they would come to prom and stuff.
I know, how sad is that? Don't you
what
think that's
losers?
Sad?
What a bunch of losers.
I mean, the fact that they were coming to prom, it's just like, bro, you got to move on.
Bro, you got any friends in college?
Yeah. What are you doing? You know, who made you, who did this to you?
Go dunk into someone your own age.
Oh, God, it's so bizarre. But like part of me sometimes thinks like maybe it's like, I don't know. I feel like losing your virginity is the weird. I mean, you know, because you just recently lost your virginity
again.
So, yeah.
To Harry.
To Harry. Yeah, you recently popped Harry. This new, you know, pussy cherry very recently.
And I will tell you, I've been on 2 dates.
And you're already on birth control.
I'm on birth control. But the last 2 dates I've been on, guess who calls me right when the man shows up?
Harry. It's like he knows.
Harry. That's who.
Did you tell Harry, I can't talk. I'm going on a date.
No, I called him back after and was like, I was trying to hook up and you interrupted me.
Oh, man. And he just starts sobbing.
And he was like, oh, you're hooking up. I mean, that's cool. You're single. You can do that.
Yeah, I'm not mad or anything.
And then seemed like Harry didn't talk to me for a couple hours.
He was a bit upset.
And then the next date I had, which was last night, sit down with this nice young gentleman. Guess who calls? Literally as we sit down.
Harry.
And I'm looking at it saying, how does he know?
And did you just not answer? And you were like, sorry, I was taking a nap.
No, I called him and said, I was on a date. How do you know? Is what I said to him.
Did he start laughing or crying again?
He started laughing. I go, really? I go, you didn't call me last night. I was sitting at home doing nothing.
Beating off,
wishing you would call me.
Oh.
And you didn't. And here I am trying to live my life as a single woman.
As a single mom
who's recently been on birth control for 1 day.
Ooh, that's how you know it is legit. And he knows. Are y'all phone sexing?
We have been just sexting a lot.
What's that like?
So hot.
You know me, dude. I'm just uncomfortable with the whole deal.
That's
all it is. I'm scared of it, whatever. Like, Rafe saved a picture of my pussy I sent him, like, I don't even know how long ago, maybe like 5 years ago or something like that. And when I sent the picture to him, we'd like just started dating. And like, it's like pixelated. The photo is like kind of pixelated of my pussy. And I laid down on my bathroom floor to get the shot. Because I didn't know how to do any of this.
Did you spread it or just like show the lip?
It's kind of like the lip with my clit and stuff
like
that.
Did you do your hand like this over it?
No, because I bite my nails. So it's like nobody.
Nobody wants to see
nobody.
It.
That's the shitty part. If I send a picture of my pussy with like my fingers spreading stuff open, you're not even going to focus on
you're gonna
my
see
pussy.
The toes.
You're just going to be like, ew, those are toes. Why are there toes spreading open your pussy?
Those are toes.
You'll just see. It'll be like, oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember the kind of like pussy pic I sent to that girl when I was like really into like, you know, AIM and like coming. Well, I wasn't coming, but I guess we were sexting then.
Like, this is my pussy.
I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, you have blue hair. Show me your pussy. That girl probably doesn't even remember me.
Oh, I'm
so embarrassing. Sorry. Okay, but so hit me. The sexting. You're like, is it just like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting fucked right now.
It's just a lot of, you know.
How do you start it? Is it just like, hey, want to sext? Or you just text him and you're like, ooh, I got your fucking big cock on my tits.
Nope. It's
just, he goes, nope.
I'm trying to think. That's what it is. I'm trying to think. It just all of a sudden starts. And then it's like there's no closure. You just kind of just stop talking about it. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go jerk off now. I mean, so, oftentimes it is.
I wonder, like, do you think there's times where Harry is sexting you and he's like
actually
at
having
work?
Dinner?
Yeah, he's like at work. Like, maybe say he's a gas station attendant or something, and he's like, "Can you get me a second? And he works at a Quick Trip. He works at a Quick Trip where it's like really fast paced, but he's like, listen, guy, the line's going to get holed up. Give me a second. And he's like reading your text. He's like, he pulls, he starts jerking off behind the counter at Quick Trip.
He's like, that asshole is mine.
Whoa, he said that to you, that your asshole is his?
Yes. And it's hot.
So you
take ownership of my asshole.
Oh God, yeah. I think I'm horny.
I definitely am.
Oh my God, am I horny right now?
Am I okay?
When you're horny, is it like feel like you pissed yourself in your pants in your undies?
Your pussy kind of goes
boom boom.
Yeah, it's like your little your clit. It just kind of goes like, it kind of gets all hot and bothered. And you're like, who's
down there?
Whoa, did somebody just lick my clit?
And sometimes I'll get a drop in my stomach too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like.
You look at the person next to you. You're like standing in line to get ice cream or something, or I don't know, say you're at a gas station.
A Quick Trip.
Say you're at a gas station and you're in line and you like just get really horny and you're just like, you're looking at the person next to you.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Oh, dude, I'm just gonna say it is so cool that we can talk about fucking now.
Yeah, boy.
Like, it is awesome. It is just really, really awesome that you're not making fun of somebody shuddering anymore. You are shuddering.
I'm shuddering.
You're the shudderer.
I'm going.
Oh God, I got an underbite. God, I'm so horny. I need Invisalign.
Oh, I need jaw surgery.
Oh, God. Somebody get me rubber bands and braces because I'm so fucking horny. Oh, God. Are you a dentist? Because I need you to realign my fucking jaw.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh.
That guy's hat looks like a peener.
Dude. On our pizza box?
Yes.
All right. Y'all sound off in the comments. Look at this guy's hat. Tell us if you think it looks like a peener. Sound off in the comments.
Randy,
don't look at my fingernails.
Randy actually has a remote to change it.
If you pause this and zoomed in on my fingernails, oh God, I'm going to be pissed. Sound off in the comments if you think those are toes.
She's trying not to spill all my juicy pizza.
It's not juicy anymore, bitch. Oh, sound off in the comments if you just say those are toes. We'll know what it means.
Those are toes.
Those are toes.
God, that drink is delicious. I'd love to have some more.
What is it?
It's organic water. It's organic grass-fed water.
Well, water can't be grass-fed. Okay.
It's Coke, okay?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And you think it was from a fountain?
Yes.
You know. I got Libby a Coke the other day when we got kicked out of the pool.
Oh.
When the guy told us we couldn't fucking eat near the pool and I wiped my mouth with a pepperoni. Truly the most epic thing in the world. That was so wonderful because I had no fucking idea that I did it until after.
She didn't know she wiped her face Libby, with a pepperoni.
Libby walks out after we're done at the pool and I'm in my car just laughing hysterically like I wiped my face with a fucking pepperoni. That fart, I felt it in my legs. Whoa. I wonder what that fart would sound like if it wasn't stifled
it would just
by the chair.
Well, Tina bought me a Coke at the snack bar, and what they did without even me seeing it is they took a red Solo cup, put some ice from a bag in there.
Yeah.
Took a hot 2-liter that's been sitting in their little cafe for probably 8 months.
Don't call it a cafe. It was a little,
snack bar.
It was not a cafe.
And poured it onto some ice. And then she brought it out to me. And I thought, What the hell is that? That's not for me. And then she told me it cost $6, and I felt very guilty.
Didn't get any money back from Libby.
Was so upset I forgot to Venmo her, obviously.
So.
What you should have said is, take this Solo cup, and you should have thrown it at a snack attendant.
I should have been like, guess what, you little 16-year-old bitch. Yeah.
I'll have your job for this.
Yeah, I bet your car is nicer than mine. I rear-ended somebody. My hood is destroyed. And I'm not talking about my pussy right now. I'm talking about the hood of my Toyota Camry. But trust me, you'll never work in this town again.
And they're like,
no pools will
hire
you.
My dad owns this place, and there's literally nothing that you can do to get me fired.
Wow. Masks are fucking stupid. I'm like, we weren't even talking about masks. Why'd you say that?
The girl comes over and goes, hi, I'm sorry. And what I thought she was going to say was, ma'am, you're too fat to be at the pool.
I thought she was going to be like, I'm sorry, can I like get an autograph?
I thought she was going to be like, ma'am, I noticed that you're large and you're sitting on our chairs. I'm going to need you to sit on the ground where you can't break the chair. But what she said was, the county won't let us have people eat out here. You have to eat up by the snack bar. You can't eat by the pool. Because everyone knows that COVID is transferred through food and pools.
So we're going to need you to walk up those stairs. And it's like, no, 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 no. Then I was taking like bites and shoving them in my mouth while looking around like I'm going to get in trouble.
And this happened after we roasted kids all day for getting whistled at and saying, walk. Yeah, we roasted those little kids because they're too stupid to walk.
That's it. You're out of here. You're done for the day.
But here we are getting roasted by a 16-year-old telling us to get our food up on the snack area.
The worst part was that the 16-year-old had to come and tell us, guys, I'm so sorry. I know this is annoying, but it's a county regulation and we're going to get in trouble if we don't abide by it. I'm so sorry. I know it's inconvenient. She was smart enough to use the word inconvenient. And inconvenient it was, okay? So she was right. But the worst part is the guy that ratted us out was minimum of 25.
Oh, he was 35.
Yeah, you're right.
At least.
35. Walking around this pool all willy-nilly like he's some fucking hero.
He was the shift leader of the lifeguards.
He was so old that like you could tell that his swim trunks, he bought at Kmart when they were still open.
He was so old that he's the one that makes the schedules.
Oh, yeah. And he's always like, Tara, I can't give you the request off for this weekend. I know you're going to Table Rock Lake with your family, but I need you. We're gonna need you here, Tara.
Kevin, I know it's state finals this weekend, but you have got to work your shift. Jeopardizing our pool for your state finals.
We need you. Jimmy, I'm sorry, but you got to just stop taking tests on Scantrons, okay? Because we need you here.
Oliver, look, do you want these kids of Sunset Hills to pass away in our swimming pool because we're understaffed?
I mean, come on, guys, listen up. This is serious. I know I may joke around and slap a tit or two every now and then, but I'm just joking, okay? I need you guys here because I can't do this work alone.
Roger, I have a question.
Yep. Okay, go ahead. Nobody respects me.
I just wanted to say that even though I really like my job here at the Sunset Hills Swimming Pool as a lifeguard, I don't anticipate being here for as long as you are. I anticipate eventually getting a real job.
Kenny, quick question.
Yeah?
How do you think I drive an incredible 2001 Ford Escape? It's a real job. So why don't you wipe that little smirk off your face and bitch slap yourself right now?
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. Let me tell you something, Kenny. How old are you right now?
15.
Great. You're here for the summer, working. grinding, building character, hopefully building a set of morals. You get to ride around on that lazy river for free. Do you know what that means? You know how much a pool pass costs for the summer?
I don't know. My mom always gets it.
Oh, you privileged piece of shit. $275 for the summer. You know what that means?
What?
Why are you laughing?
Because you're just laughing such in my face. A nerd, dude.
Did you just laugh in my face, Kenny?
You're such a nerd.
Brian, you're going to have to hold me back.
You're just like a dork.
That's like not true. And I'm not going to take it from some 15-year-old guy. I'm 36 years old. Okay? So I'm not going to take it from you, Kenny. Kenny. Whoa, Kenny. Oh, what is... Oh, I'm a dork. I'm the dork. You're telling me I'm a dork.
Well, I just want to...
Your name sucks.
Hey, I just want to say...
Kenny...
Then we all see you at the end of this swim day. We all see you in your 2001 Ford Escape crying. We see you.
I'm not crying. My eyes are tearing up from the chlorine from having to jump in and save people all day.
Then why do you sound like this? We hear you.
No, I'm flushing out my eyes, and it helps. It helps if I just pretend I'm crying. I'm not crying. Think I'm crying? Have you ever seen the stereo that I have in my 2001 Ford Escape? Oh, it's been stolen a couple times. Okay.
All I'm saying is, you have to think about us. We're teenagers. We're having the time of our lives. Sometimes we need off work to, you know, go to Six Flags. We don't want to be here forever like you, Roger.
Okay, I'm not going to be here forever, you know?
Yeah, you are. You've been here since you were 15 years old.
Yeah.
We don't want to end up like you. I mean, look at your picture over there on Employee of the Year for the last 15 to 20 years.
Well,
look at the progression. It's the same haircut, Roger.
No, I shake it up a little bit.
What?
I shake it up a little bit.
It's the same. You're wearing the same Kmart shorts.
Two super cuts. So you're going to tell me that my haircut's the same the whole time? No way. Can't be. Because I get my hair done by a different gal or guy. It's super cuts every time. And a haircut is like a signature or handwriting. You know how they've got handwriting experts on forensic files?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. Haircut. A haircut is your signature. It's your imprint. Okay? So, number one, Kenny. I go to supercuts. So, no. No. Brian, you better hold me back, man.
Listen, Roger. I know it's demoralizing for a bunch of teenagers to roast you daily.
Why don't you guys ever invite me on the float trips?
Because they're for the youth group. You're too old for our youth group, Roger.
Well, I mean, what my heart's youth. In my heart, it's youthful.
Listen,
I'm not going to even bring beer. I wouldn't bring beer.
Listen,
I would.
Roger.
I'd drink juice packs with you guys.
Why don't you just go get some friends your own age? I think that's the problem. You're always hanging around with us wanting to be cool. It's not, Motley Crue's not cool anymore. We listen to stuff like Post Malone.
Motley Crue's not cool anymore. Stupidest freaking thing I've heard all week. Doi. Doi. Brian, can you bring me a Gatorade Zero? I'm thirsty.
Name one Post Malone song.
Ever since that, but about yeah. Spider-Verse.
Look, I'm trying to help you, okay? I might be only 15, but I see what's going on around
here. Do all you guys think this about me? Tara, Kevin, Johnny, Jimmy?
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Every single one of you guys think I'm some freaking loser?
Well,
because I put my life on the line. You know, I'm an essential worker. Okay. I'm an essential worker.
Just because you make a schedule every week doesn't make you an essential worker, okay? And then you boss us around. You make us go tell the customers to put their food away, to stop running, to change their children's pull-up when they shit. You make us do that. That's your job, Roger. That's why you're here. We're 15, okay?
And you can get in those cracks and clean the poopy out of a pool way better than I could. So that's why I'm delegating you guys to do. I just, you know, I'm just like, this is just a lot for me to handle. Because, like, up until the day, you know, up until the day, I thought we were all freaking homies. I thought we were homies, you know? You know, I mean, I bought a skateboard so that you guys would like
me. We don't use skateboards anymore. We use longboards.
Okay. I just ordered a Segway off of Amazon. So that I could, like, you know, be cool and, like, you know, just
have... You know how you could be cool? It's me, Tara.
Tara.
This is the only way you're ever...
I'm not saying I like you, but I kind of like you.
Listen, Mr. Roger, I'm going to be real with you. The only way...
Roger's my first name. You don't have to call me Mr. Roger, but go on. Sorry, I'm sorry.
My parents always taught me to say Mr. or Miss in front of the first name. It's kind of like a Southern thing.
Sure. Okay.
Well, what I was going to say is the only way for you to truly be cool and truly be free is for you just to be yourself.
It's what I thought I was doing this whole time. Maybe I need to stop trying to watch videos online about how to play Minecraft because I'm not ever going to get it. I mean, I don't think I'm going to get it. Hard game.
Let's start with...
I mean, what am I doing? I'm staying up late watching some 12-year-old kid playing Minecraft, trying to figure it out. I don't even know what the fucking...
Listen, Mr. Roger, don't cry. Mr. Roger, listen. Listen. I'd just like to expand on it.
Hit me. I'm ready.
I don't know that you are.
Oh, I'm ready.
I think you need to just stop trying, okay? We know you like Motley Crue. We don't like Motley Crue, but we think it's kind of cool that you like these vintage old-timey bands.
Old-timey.
And, you know, we all watch really cool shows on Netflix, and you're like, let's go watch Sanford and Sons. We don't even know what that is. But we think it's cool that you know vintage stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, hey, let's go play a game of tag. Kids don't play tag anymore, Roger.
Who the fuck doesn't play tag?
See, that's what I mean. You get angry about it. We're all just trying to survive out here in the world, man. We're trying to do our job, get a little sun, and have fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But you got so corporate about your lifeguard job, all right? Making schedules. Bossing people around. What's it called? Micromanaging people. If you just be yourself, have fun, and get some sun, Mr. Roger, everything will be okay.
I guess that's just what freaking stinks about this. Dude, like, it's like, what the heck? Like, what the heck? What the heck am I doing? You know, I thought this whole time I was having fun in the sun, you know,
When's the last time you smiled, Mr.
Not
Roger?
Not carrying a gun, you know?
When's the last time you smiled?
What do you mean?
I've never seen you smile.
That's a
Try freak, it. Try that, it. Try right now.
That's a lie.
Try it. I dare you to smile, Mr. Roger.
I'm smiling.
That's not a real smile. Smile real. Think of something real nice. Your mom's apple pie or... your mom's crocheted nightgown that you loved, or your pet that you had. Look at there. You got a smile going. Look at your eyes. They're beaming. See there, Mr. Roger?
I'm closing my eyes a little bit because of the sun.
And I know you're tearing up. We're tearing up too, aren't we, guys? Yeah. No, I'm not fucking tearing up.
Shut the fuck up, Kenny. That's it. You're done for the day.
You can't send me home, okay? We'll have one less lifeguard. That's one less.
We'll have to shut down the lazy river, and you know what happens. All the moms are going to get pissed.
You know, I just... It's my alarm for my omeprazole. I just... All this time, I thought I was just, you know, freaking hanging out, having a good time. But now I'm starting to realize... Maybe I need to buzz off.
Nobody wants you to leave, Mr. Roger. We just want you to, you know, you're kind of a bummer to be around. You don't smile. You yell at us all the time. You micromanage us.
Yeah.
You make us do all the work. When it's team building time, you always want to do the trust fall and we have to catch you. Maybe we can do the trust fall and one of us get to fall one time.
I know. It's just... Freaking cool. You guys do a really good job of like literally almost letting my head crush the ground. And I seriously think I'm like, dude, these aren't my homies. They're not. They don't, but then you guys get my back. And you're right. Maybe I should stop bringing dumbbells to work and trying to work out in front of you guys.
Yeah, because we don't care.
You know?
You don't have to work out for us to like you. But what you do have to do is be yourself. We don't want you walking around here trying to act like, you know, you're one of us. Because you're not one of us. And we're not one of you. But we can still get along.
You're right. You guys, let's get out of here and listen to some Motley fucking Crew.
The pool's not closed yet, Mr. Roger.
Oh, fuck.
I just want to say that I accidentally made this. While I was playing
that
with
looks
this.
Like a man it that's does, dead like
a man walking
yeah Mr. Roger
Mr. Roger
you gotta stop crying in your car man I'm like dude I wasn't crying oh yeah then why is it telling this
that poor guy we roasted him
well he's a dick
he is. I gotta take a picture of this accidental man that I made. Can you believe that we are podcasting at 12:02 a.m. in the morning?
To be honest, it's probably better for us.
I'm wide awake. I got some energy going on in my body.
Oh, God. I can just feel it shooting through me.
Oh, I'm getting fucked right now.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, God. Okay, so just, you know, the dates you went on. Tell us about those. Oh, God, there's like sweat under my tit. I had to lift it up.
Last night I went with a nice fella. Young. Mm-hmm. Y-U-N-G. He was...
J-U-N-G.
Very nice.
He was...
Also very shy and very nervous.
Okay.
Which I get because I even said at some points, like, what are we doing? Like, this is weird. You just meet somebody and then you show up and you sit there. It's like, this is weird.
Oh, you did say that to him?
I was so nervous that I would say everything out loud. I'm like, we're okay. We're fine. We were just feeding off each other's nervousness.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Cyberg's.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Because.
In the city?
No, out in Maryland Heights.
Oh.
Because I wanted to go to Mission Taco and they closed it. 10 and I had a live stream interview with Geek Insider about Baby Oopsie.
Damn. So you had to go late because you're late. A movie star.
I mean,
what time did you guys meet up for?
It was about 9:45.
Okay, that's great. So you show up
and it was
everyone's nervous.
It was one of those dates where like we didn't talk about sex, so it wasn't going to be like a hookup date.
Oh, was he, when they were talking to you, like before, were they like, ooh, yeah, I want to beat the pussy up, the pussy up.
It was not.
They
did it. His opening line was so great. It was like, what's up, big fine? And it made me laugh the hardest I've laughed in days.
Big fine.
Big fine.
Uh-oh. Big fine walking up.
And I told him that was funny. It was funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sit on my face or I'd love to eat your pussy or.
So that was honestly probably pretty hard for you because the whole time you're sitting there, you're like, all you wanted to do was go, oh, I'm getting fucked right now.
But we chit-chatted and had a nice time.
Do you think you're going to go on another date?
You know, nothing against him, but I'm like, what am I doing? Dates are fucking weird.
Yeah.
They're so, what are we doing?
Hanging out, brother.
It's weird.
You think it's weird when we go to Faux Grand and get food?
No, because we know each other. We didn't meet on the internet and say, hey, you want to meet here randomly? And then I'll sit here nervously till you show up. And then I'm looking at every person like, is that you? Is that you? Last night, I go into Starbucks. What's it called? Cyberg's. Hold on. I go into Cyberg's and this guy comes up to me. I'm sitting there. He goes, hey, are you one of those people that's with Trailer Trash Tammy? But when he first came over and he goes, hey, and I looked at him, I go, God, he looks very different from the pictures online.
You're like, Kevin?
I'm like, wow. I go, and then I told him the story and he goes, so do I look better or worse than you thought? And I go, you just looked different.
Wait a second. You told that to the guy who was a fan?
The fan. I told him, I go, I'm waiting on a date. I thought that was you showing up. And I was like, man, you look different.
Oh, and he was trying to like get a gauge of if like you thought he was hot.
Yeah. God. And we took a picture together, and that was nice.
Oh, wow. Are you one of the people that's with Trailer Trash Tammy? Right.
Yeah, I'm one of the people.
Yeah, I'm her staff.
I'm her staff member. And,
oh, God, that whole part of it is so awkward to me, where it's just like, anybody that walks by, you're like.
I go.
And you got there before him.
Because I have to. I cannot arrive and go like this.
So instead, you're sitting in a chair going,
no, I sit in the chair and look at my phone like I see people's feet. I'm like, I'm just going to keep sitting until they approach me. Oh, hi. Because there's nothing worse than sitting there looking around.
What if you, that's what I would be worried about. Like, it's like sometimes I see people that are alone and they're just on their phone and stuff. And I'm like, man, we're never just like chill anymore. But it's also like, what am I going to do? Sit like this?
And then I'm always scared of the look. Like I see them and I don't want there to ever be like a look of disappointment or surprise. I just want to, I just want to be like normal.
Sure.
I'm always afraid somebody's going to show up and they're going to be vastly different from their picture.
Sure, sure, sure.
Or they're not going to show up. That's my other fear. It's like, they're not coming. They've tricked me.
So did this cat tell you they were nervous or?
He was very quiet. And I was like, are you shy? And he was like.
Boy, you really just fucking laid it out, dude.
And he was like.
Wow.
And.
He looked down.
Yeah, he was kind of like. He was very shy. He loosened up by the end of the night, though, with my awkwardness and oversharing every fucking thing.
What were you telling him?
I was literally saying everything that came to my head. I can't believe how nervous I am. I am freaking out. What are we doing? Like, just saying everything. And then
he laughing?
And then I go, I have to say it out loud. But then every time we'd look at each other's eyes, we'd go. And I was like, we just looked too long. Like, I was straight psycho.
You're sitting there. You're like. What's your penis smell like? Just start saying the most psycho things ever. Like, I have a library card.
And every time he would get quiet, I was like, trying to think of questions. Like, so do you have a sibling?
Do you have a sibling? He's about to enter you rectally. And you're just like, so do you have a sibling? You're like, yellow.
And we.
So, sorry, go ahead.
We both talked about how we could throw up everywhere because we're both nervous. Then we started talking about Animal Crossing and Pokemon Go, which kind of loosened us both up.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has some Pokemon tattoos.
Oh. Were they visible?
Charmander and another guy.
He has like a huge Mewtwo tattoo on his fucking.
It was on his arms. And
some Pokemon tattoos. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Then like that.
Then we talked about just how weird Bumble and Tinder are. And then we ate. And then I realized that like the place was closed. I was like, shit, we got to go. So we went out and stood by his car. And I was kind of roasted him because he had a like a Dodge truck. And I'm like, it's got a Hemi in it, bro. He's like, I don't know. And I went to the side. I go, it says right here it's got a Hemi. You don't even know you've got a Hemi, bro?
You were like, dude, show me your asshole. I bet you don't know you have hemorrhoids. Oh.
His truck had like a cover. I go, do you got dead bodies in here? Or something like that. And he goes, yeah, but I got room for one more. Like, really serious.
Whoa.
And then I started laughing so hard. He goes, I probably shouldn't have said that on a first date. And like, we were both like, ah. Because it was really funny the way he said it.
Oh.
He was really funny when he was loosened up.
So he was just a little spooked.
Painfully shy, they say. You know?
Yeah. What'd you eat?
A burger.
Were you like...
I couldn't really eat it because I was too nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And it was dry.
You like start to put the burger in your mouth and you're like...
I'm like, you got a sibling?
You were like, popped out your dentures and put them on the table.
Let me take out my dentures, honey.
Oh, God. Well, you're doing it. You're going on dates. That's good. What about, and you got on birth control today?
Today.
What'd you do? Just like kick in the fucking door and you're like, I'm getting fucked right now.
Well, the lady remembered me from last time. I was like, I'm here to get birth control because I'm, and I went like this, having sex. And she was laughing because last time, remember, she couldn't find my cervix. And then I was like, is it tight? And she's like, you'll have to ask your partner that.
Your pussy?
Yeah.
And did you tell her, were you like, found out my pussy's normal, but my asshole's real tight. And you were like,
Harry said my pussy was tight.
He did.
But then he goes, I mean, it's not that tight, but it is pretty tight.
But then he's like, yeah, I could fit a laundry basket in this.
I could fit a small child in this.
Okay, so you told her, I'm having sex. And she was just really loving
that. She was loving it. And so we talked about different birth control.
What are you going with?
A very low dosage birth control. I don't know the name of it.
A pill?
Yeah, pill. And the reason I chose pill is because lipedema feeds off hormones. So I figured if it starts going out of control, I'll just be able to stop it. If I have an implant or
yeah, you thing can't up in do my pussy, any of
I
that. Just,
I can't pull out the IUD on my own.
No,
and I would never be able to do it. Let's be honest. I would never be able to get an IUD inserted or inserted.
No. I think even if you had to do a Nuva ring, you'd be like, that'd be too much.
Does that go around the outside of your cervix hole?
Yeah.
That motherfucker would fall out. How do they keep it up there?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I can't even keep a tampon in this big fat pussy. Think I'm keeping a Nuva ring in there? No. Not happening.
How does it stay in there?
I don't know. I think it's like...
Look it up. Look at the Google thing with mask on. Everybody knows masks don't work. How do we Nuva? And now she's looking at coding over there. How does a Nuva ring stay in?
How does it stay in? Okay, just waiting on the internet.
Wow, Randy, did you pay your internet bill?
I mean, come on. Just kidding. There was a gal, a friend of mine, that she used to have a Nuva ring. And, you know, I'm on the pill. I'm a pill guy. I'm a pill head.
I'm a pill head.
I'm a huge pill head. Nuva Rung Stay In. Okay, so you're supposed to keep it in for 3 weeks. Who is that? Harry?
Harry.
Oh my God, I just got chills down my vagina.
I'm wrestling with my dog. She doesn't want to behave.
Stick your index finger. Was that his way of sexting?
No.
Was he like, oh yeah, I'm wrestling with this fucking big badass.
He was just saying what he was doing.
Stick your index finger into your vagina and hook it through the ring.
I would never be able to reach it. Someone else would have to.
Sure. Gently pull downward and forward to remove the ring. Keep the used ring away from kids and pets. Why would I? Why?
You give it to the fucking Royce and Royce like,
why can't my kids suck on it? What's wrong with letting my kids suck on that Nuva ring for a little bit? What's wrong with letting my dog use it as a chew toy?
What's wrong with letting Molly go like this on the floor with it? Because she loves these kind of bracelets.
So oh, she'll God.
Just play with them all day.
She'll be doing it.
I moved the fridge and I found four of them under there because she just goes, chit, 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 chit.
And just plops them right under.
And then they get stuck. And
Was there any inconspicuous things under your fridge when you moved it? Like mouse poops or anything?
Just a lot of hair balls.
Oh, that's good.
There was a magnet.
Easy fix.
A pin and some bracelets.
That's good.
And the back of the fridge had so much hair in the internal thing.
Well, what are you going to do? That's life with animals. You should get a Roomba.
Why?
I don't know, because they're awesome. Or are you a sweeper?
It'll just be looking around, scaring the shit out of the cats. Picking up shit it shouldn't supposed to be picking up.
Yeah, it'll be like picking up your Nuva ring and all that. Oh, God. Well.
God, I got a shit now. Oh,
yeah.
God.
That's why I had to get it out early because I was going to be done. Had to get it out, brother.
I don't want to, Randy.
I honestly wish that I didn't eat all that pizza and stuff because I'm full and, I mean, my asshole blasted out. My asshole was like Jeff Bezos going into space.
Jeffrey Bezos. We did it.
Oh, God. Well, countdown to surgery. You leave next week, right?
I leave this Thursday to go to Cleveland.
Yep.
To watch a Baba Oopsie. I come home on Monday, turn around and leave on Tuesday to go get my surge.
I'm excited.
Where I will then pass away because I've had plenty of dreams about how I pass away.
Nah.
The dream today, though, I woke up and I was like all moving around and exercising. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to do that. My stomach has internal stitches and corsets.
Dude, it's going to be like, what do you have to do? Do you have to just like lay down for days?
You can't, you have to get up and move, but you're hunched over like this.
Because it hurts or because they don't want it to rip?
Both. You can't get up. You shouldn't stand up.
You're supposed to hunch when you walk.
And
they told you that, like, listen, act like Uncle Fester in the Addams Family.
Starting to sweat.
Talking about it?
We got to say goodbye because I got to go potty.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. We gotta go. We gotta go.
You know it's bad if I'm gonna use Randy's bathroom.
Are you gonna have to use it?
Yes.
Well, we're gonna go. All right, y'all. We gotta go. Libby's gonna shit in public. Love you.
Bye.
Damn, you do look visibly sweaty.
And cut. And it hurts so bad. I'm about to.
Oh my God. Well, we're gonna go smoke.